One of the new features available with the Windows Driver Kit version 10 is the ability to create universal drivers for all Windows 10 versions. With the universal driver, you can write the driver once and compile the single source for each different architecture. The same source is used to create the driver for desktop, mobile, and IoT versions of Windows. This enables your driver to run on phones, tablets, desktops, servers, and development boards without any code changes. Creating universal drivers with WDK 10 and Visual Studio provides some big benefits to both driver developers as well as device manufacturers. The Windows Universal Platform provides a consistent set of APIs across all Windows 10 device types. This makes it easy to compile a driver for all platforms without code changes. Since all the Windows 10 editions support universal drivers, any Windows edition can be used as a driver test platform. Device manufacturers can sell components to desktop as well as mobile OEMs and ODMs without needing a different driver. Compiling for Universal is built into the WDK. And deploying a Universal driver to a desktop, mobile, or IoT device is now built into the WDK. Essentially, the set of APIs a Universal driver can call is the intersection or overlap of the APIs from desktop, mobile, and IoT versions of Windows 10. For the most part, these APIs are common to all versions. A Universal Windows driver calls only device driver interfaces that are part of the Universal Windows platform. If you're writing a new driver, you should compile the driver as Universal. In addition, you should take advantage of the WDF frameworks when creating new drivers, as WDF is supported on all Windows 10 versions. If you're porting an existing driver to Windows 10, most kernel mode drivers will build for Universal with little or no modification. In many cases, you can recompile an existing kernel mode driver that runs on Windows 8.1 as a Universal driver, as long as the driver does not work with any user mode components. WDM and KMDF drivers that work with Windows 8 and 8.1 should recompile as Universal drivers targeting Windows 10 with no conversion required. However, some user mode drivers may need to be modified since not all Win32 APIs are available as part of the Windows Universal platform. In order to create a Universal driver, you must first install Visual Studio 2015, the Windows SDK, and the Windows Driver Kit. You can download this software from the Hardware Dev Center on MSDN. Be aware that the Windows SDK is included with the released version of Visual Studio 2015. Now, let's create a Universal driver with Visual Studio and WDK 10. The WDK is an add-in to Visual Studio and enables you to write, build, deploy, test, and debug drivers. In Visual Studio, open an existing project or create a new one. In the Solution Explorer pane, right-click the solution and choose Configuration Manager. Let's set the target configuration. In this case, we'll use Release and x86. Right-click the driver project and choose Properties. Under Configuration Properties, Driver Settings, set the target platform to Universal. This is the default for all Windows 10 drivers. Next, build the driver. You might see some linker errors due to missing APIs. The compiler uses a utility called API Validator to check if all the APIs called by the driver are in the Windows Universal Platform API set. If there are no issues, you will see a message in the build output that the driver is a Universal driver. If there are any errors, you'll need to fix them one by one by going through the error log. Refer to the individual reference pages in the documentation for possible alternative APIs. If replacements are not available, you might need to redesign your driver. You're now ready to deploy your Universal driver to a test computer or mobile device. Please view the next video in this series, Deploy a Driver to a Device with Visual Studio 2015.